There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk about something far more, I suppose, worthy. We have a guest with us in the studio from Sea Shepherd. Billed as a veteran crew member, which I like. Somebody else's words, not mine. Trevor Vandergulik is with us, but you're also a board member of Sea Shepherd, Trevor. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
It's nice to meet you. So we've got the official launch of the Sea Shepherd chapter here in the UAE happening. Just run through. Give us a plotted history, if you like, of Sea Shepherd, just to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. Back in 1977, Paul Watson, he formulated the organization Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. And his goal was to use international law enforcement and international laws to enforce against poachers, people that are out there killing whales unlawfully, fishing illegally, and all this stuff, to bring them to justice and try to get the word out to the international community and let them know that these kind of things are happening in the world, and they need to stop actually. So that's from there. He had a small ship, and I actually had the pleasure of working on one of them for quite a while. Mm. Grew up working on board as an oiler, so because I was involved with the community there. And from there was so much passion in that generation of people working in that environment that they continued to grow. And the organization actually ended up growing into many, many more vessels now. You can see it's in over 20 countries with over 20 vessels. And when Sea Shepherd started expanding and becoming a global movement, Sea Shepherd UAE was brought to the table by a lovely lady, our president, Natalie Banks. And at that point, she actually got in touch with me. It's a bit of a funny story. I won't get into that one. But
we're going to ask you that now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Being chased down in the mall with I had a Sea Shepherd shirt on, and she's, So we met up that way, and she asked me to be part of the board to help them come along and bring it forward. So I've been involved since.
And I guess the work you do here is sort of twofold. On the one hand, you want to keep the sea as healthy an environment as possible, so keeping rubbish essentially out of the water, anything that's going to pollute it, but also you want to protect the animals too.
Correct. Especially in the UAE, where it's such a diverse and marine, vast marine environment here. All the dependency is on the marine environment, cargo, fishing, all of this stuff. And if we don't take care of the oceans, it's bound to destroy us. It is the lifeblood of who we are. So we're here, we'd like to be here to help educate. Also the ocean plastics, single-use plastics, all this stuff that's going into the oceans right now, it's detrimental to our survival in all forms of our existence, economy-based and everything right through. So we want to help here. We want to be part of the community and help understand the importance of what we're facing here. The challenges are unbelievable when we come and see what's going on our beaches. So we want to be part of that. We want to fix it. We want to help it. We want to get into offshore cleaning. We also have issues with ghost nets here, which really hurts the fishing industry. Mm. You know, it's unbelievable what happens with that. There's just nets that float around and continue to kill. And that's not good for anybody. So we're working on that, and beach cleanups also is one of the things we want. Education is key for us. I think getting to the younger people and letting them know what's going on and how to stop using single-use plastics and start, focusing on using glass water like you gave me here today in the studio, which is very nice, instead of a bottle of water. Mm. So these kind of things are what we're aiming to look at.
I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, education and awareness is so important, and it's so difficult raising awareness. We've got a Rolling News channel on in here who are running a campaign. You'll know what the channel is, and they're running a marine conservation plastics campaign, trying to raise awareness. It needs to be done at grassroots, at local level, of course. That's very important. How do you do that? How do you encourage people, aside from doing things like this, what do you do to get people involved in Sea Shepherd?
Well, some of us, we like to talk at the schools and get the kids involved, especially with the beach cleanups. That's where it's a lot of fun. You get out there, it's tough to be there when you see all this plastic on the beach and washing up on the shorelines, but it's still a community effort. So people get involved and they start seeing it, and it's really hands-on. And that really brings them to the table, and they say, how can I do more? What else can I do? And then they want to get involved maybe with the offshore campaigns that we do worldwide. And again, getting into the focus on marine poaching that's going on worldwide. So
And you're a global group. Would you say that you're seeing this sort of grassroots and education having an impact now? Do you feel like it's slowly but surely going in the right direction?
Well, after 40 years, yeah, you know, it is. It's amazing when you talk to some of the really old guys, and ones that started at Paul Watson. You know, Bob Hunter unfortunately passed away in 2005. But these people, they were visionaries of our time, and they gave us the ability to understand what's going on now. And really, they're the ones who voiced the big opinion back in the 80s and 90s, and telling us if we don't start thinking about this, there is no future for humanity. If the oceans die, we die. That's the message. And it's very, very clear.
It is very clear, isn't it? But you've got to get that message through to government. You've got to make sure that you can work with government. You need them to be stakeholders in this. How do you do that?
Well, that's actually a really good question, because we've been working with governments worldwide, and that has always been the key point for us, is to try to work with governments. Governments have been working with us. We're heavily involved with the Ecuadorian government and Galapagos Islands. We've given them a vessel to go off and support them and work on their marine reserves. It's been really important to us, because we do recognize international law, and that's what we want to enforce. And it's, you know, the governments can't always get out there and do that, because their hands are tied economically or socially. So we can get out there and help the governments enforce the laws in which they are making.
And you know, we've talked about grassroots and the fact that you want people to be involved and to take part. We've had someone text in and they say, I support Sea Shepherd. Direct action is the only way to affect change. How can I sign up for the UAE chapter? Are you looking for volunteers? Are you looking for help at the moment?
We are, and I will stress that we don't get involved directly here in any direct action, of course, because we're a local small chapter just for the global awareness of that. But getting involved with the local chapters, absolutely welcome. We're on our social media, UAE, Sea Shepherd UAE website. And yeah, getting involved with the beach cleanups, getting involved with basically the education that we're trying to do. And more importantly, when we're looking into the future, we do want to get an offshore vessel. We would like to help with cleanups offshore, which is the ghost nets and the traps. Mm-hmm. And this, again, helps everybody. And we would like to work with the government, because the government is key and is essential to all these things happening, especially here in the UAE.
We're into the next beach cleanup, by the way, because we hear a lot about beach cleanups. Lots of scuba diving organizations do it, for example, mm-hmm. the paddy clubs, BZAC clubs, and all of that stuff. Have you got anything happening soon that people can get involved
with? We do, but we'll be posting that on our social media. So I don't have any exact dates at this time, but we will be getting that forward.
So it's kind of a watch this space kind of thing.
Yeah, and there's permits involved and stuff like this that we have to make sure that happens. So we have to follow all the rules and regulations, which we're happy to do and continue to do so. So once we get something set up, we'll definitely post it, and everybody will get to know.
Okay. And then the other thing, I suppose, as well, is you've got a celebratory event. It's going to be at DOSC, isn't it? On Saturday?
Friday, the 1st of December.
It's Friday, the 1st of December. So you've got an event there. So messages for the chapter. Can people head on down to that?
Absolutely, yeah. That'd be great. Again, you can enter at the door. We've got about 80 people showing up already. Millie Page will be playing, so that's going to be great to have her grace the place. We'll have some talking going on and basically some networking, which will be a lot of fun. And it's a beautiful spot right on the ocean with the boats there. And so, yeah, everybody's welcome.
Okay. Well, Trevor van der Gulik is a veteran crew member. I reiterate that once more. But he's also a board member of Sea Shepherd. The new chapter here in the UAE is now setting off with its adventure. I have a feeling we're going to be talking to you again in here. I hope so.
I really look forward to it.
Trevor, it's been good to have you here today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so
really
much.
Really appreciate it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.